Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
What a peaceful time of the year. What a joyful time. What an exciting time. It's such a pleasant time when we are rejoicing, when we are giving. We're giving out of our hearts. We're rejoicing of who we serve, who we believe in, who has done a great, great thing for us to save us from our sin. Thank God for Jesus, that's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank God. Thank God for giving us his Son. Praise God. We just want to give him thanks and give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Everybody is rejoicing, rejoicing, rejoicing everywhere. Everybody is excited. It's a time of excitement. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program, coming to you live on Blog Talk. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is so good. God is so good. Yes, he is. He promised he would give us rest. If you are going through anything at this season, know that God will give you rest. Praise God. He will give you the peace that passes all understanding. That's what it's all about. The peace of me said, may the peace of God rule and reign in our hearts. Oh, praise God. I pray that the peace of God is ruling in your heart tonight. I pray that the joy of the Lord is your strength tonight. Praise God. He's an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving God. He knows everything that you're going to face, whatever you're going to go through. God knows. Isn't that awesome? Let us pray. Father God, we come in your name, oh God, because you told us to come in no other name but the name of Jesus. We come to worship you, to adore you, to exalt you, to lift up your name. For there is no name greater than your name. Oh, Father, touch your people tonight. Give them that joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Give them the peace that passes all understanding. May they celebrate the one and true and living God. Father, may they be healed from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. May they find, oh, God, the one that has come down, oh God, to save us from our sin. Oh Father God, may their home be blessed. May their children, oh God, be saved. May that husband be saved. May that wife be saved. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we speak, oh God, healing. Oh God, if there is sickness, in any way, God, any fashion or any form. Oh, God, we speak, oh, God, healing to that sickness that may be in the home. Oh, God, we speak, oh, God, salvation over that marriage, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, comfort your people. Comfort your people, oh, God, in whatever fashion they need to be comforted. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch them, oh, God, with your finger of love. Oh, God, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and oh, Father, Lord God, Father God, let your love flow through their hearts, their mind, oh God, And, oh, God, draw them even closer as this year, oh, God, is passing, God. Oh, we just thank you for a great year, God, that we have had, because it was all because of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this year has been a productive year in whatever way it was. It was all good. It was all good because, God, you ordained it, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, God. Truly, he has been with us all the year long. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate you, Jesus. We come before you, Lord God, saying, touch our hearts, oh God. Touch our hearts. Oh God, fill us. Fill us with more of your love. Everything that we are lacking in, God, we ask you to fill us, oh God. Everything that we need, God. Oh God, oh God, you told us to ask, Lord, and God, you would do it, God. So in the name of Jesus, oh God, spread your wings out, oh God. Cover us and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God, throughout this year, God. Oh God, oh for God, that we are believing you, oh God, for the best, oh God, is yet to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not finished with us yet, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God, that wherever our foot shall trod, God, it shall be on holy ground. Oh, praise God. Oh, God, we rejoice. We rejoice. Oh, we rejoice in you, Lord. It's in you. And we sing praise. We sing praises unto your name. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we clap our hands, oh God, as shouts of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, because, God, you have done a great thing for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the highest praise. Oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, look on all those behind prison walls, oh, God, that has not accepted you, oh God. Go with them, oh God, into every corner, every if they are out on the field playing, or whether they are in the dining area, what I was trying to say, whatever area they may be in, oh God, they might be in a shower stall, but God, I know you can speak to them and you can call them out by name, because you know them by name, right? Where, and no matter what they have done this year, God, they're landing them behind prison walls, God. God, oh God, let them know that you are forgiving, God. Help them to forgive themselves, oh God. Look on every mother that have lost a son to prison wall and comfort her and give her peace. Look on every mother, oh God, that have lost a child, oh God, to death. Comfort her at this year, oh God, and give her peace, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we, oh God, have to depend on you. We call upon you, Lord God, because we recognize, God, oh God, this is something, God, we have no control over, but you do, God. Oh, God, you said, comfort ye, my people. Oh, Lord God, and God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we praise you with all spiritual praises and blessings. May it go up to you, Lord, and may the blessings come down. Oh, God, we give a sacrifice of praise unto you, Lord. Oh, praise your name. Oh, God, touch all those far and near. Oh, God, that have listened to this program, that have blessed this program, God. Bless them, oh, God, tremendously, God. Oh, God, with innumerable blessings, God. Oh, God, you said you will not withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before you. Oh, God, bless them. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we are so grateful to you, God, and we give you the praise, oh, God. We give you all the thanks, oh, God. Oh, praise your name, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, all over the world, all our listeners, God. Oh, Father God, bless them. Bless them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they, oh, God, will be spreaded with much cheer, oh, God. Every one of our list, everyone that listened to this program, may they be spread with much cheer from you, oh God. Oh God, to cheer their hearts, to cheer their minds. oh God, as we have, oh God, and try to encourage, oh God, as you gave it to us, with encouraging words from your word. Now we bring at the ending of the year our dear son Jesus Christ, who has done it all for us. And now we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to bring my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden. We bless her. Thank God for her this whole year. And I tell you, just bless people this year. Before the year go out, God wants to do great things. Praise God. Sister Peggy Biden.
Well, praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites Post Office Box, 1704 Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Home phone number would be 504-347-5797. On Sunday nights at 7 o'clock until 8. Isn't it wonderful that we can call this number and listen into our program? Area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. And we thank you for listening to our program on Sunday nights. And on Friday nights, we have Victorious Living, which is part of God's favorite radio program. And it's at 7 p.m. Minister Janice Williams is the host of this Victorious Living. Be a great listener. Call the number 714-409-0578. You will be blessed. That's Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock and Friday evenings at 7. Remember again, that number is 714-409-0578, and press 1. If you would like to give a testimony or ask for prayer, and just remember, God is always on that throne, and he always hears, and he always answers in his time. Remember to pray for your neighbors this Christmas season. Remember to take and pray for your children, for your guidance, to give them a guidance that God wants you to give them as a blessing, an inheritance that you can take. Yes, many times we teach our children right, and many times those children go wrong. They grow up, they leave home, and they forget about all of it. But remember, God's hand is not shortened until thy deathbed. And you call upon the name of the Lord for that child that you have out there that you haven't heard from in many days, in many months, many years. And let's pray for missing children. Children that has been captured and has sent, been thrown to the wolves, because when they go out on the street and live out in the street, you don't know what they'll ever become. There's many kids that is out there searching, looking for someone to help them, to give them a break. But just remember, moms and dads and aunts and uncles, you can keep praying and mentioning their name to God. God will protect them. God will take care of them. God will send someone to help them. Remember, people with accidents. Yes, just as I was coming out of my subdivision this evening, coming down, a guy ran the yellow caution light and he had a head collision with another car. And there was 5 cars involved in that accident. 2 of them had to be taken to the hospital right away. They were airlifted by helicopters. And you would just think, just one little precaution could have saved all of that massacre. All you saw was glass. All you saw was cars, trucks broken up. And you don't know what injuries the other people had. Yes, we need to pray for safety. And you know what? God hears those prayers, and God will answer them. Our word today for you as a Christmas blessing is rejoice. Think about rejoicing. May the faith of old-time prophets be with you wherever you are. May the truth of God's own word remain your Christmas star. Isn't that beautiful that you can take and you can speak of God that way? And in Psalms 119, it tells us, remember your promise to me, your servant. It gives me hope. Isn't that wonderful? It gives me hope. Let's rejoice because God gave us hope. And in 119:89 says, Lord, your word is everlasting. It continues forever in heaven. And on Psalms 119:97, it says, now I love your teaching. Rejoice in that. Rejoice in God's teaching. I think about them all day long. Your commandments makes me wiser than my enemies, because they are mine forever. Isn't that beautiful? Also remember, rejoice in this. Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. Isn't that good? That's one of the best promises he gave us. On 106, it says, I will do what I have promised and obey your fair laws. Wonderful. 125, it says, I am your servant. Give me wisdom so I can understand your rules. Rejoice. Your rules are wonderful. This is why I keep them. Learning your words gives wisdom and understanding for the foolish. Guide my steps as you promise. Don't let any sin control me. Rejoice, Lord. You do what is right, and your laws are fair. Rejoice, Lord. I call to you with all my heart. Answer me, and I will keep your demands. I call to you. Save me so I can obey your rules. Rejoice, see my sufferings and rescue me, because I have not forgotten your teachings. Isn't that wonderful? We had two letters written to us because we have a ministry where we send cards to our prisoners there. And one of them was, she was being transferred to another prison. And she had two hearings coming up. And we just ask you tonight to add favor to her in her name to the Lord. Just let her know, that lady. We're not going to give her name out, but you know ladies go to prison. Men go to prison. Let's remember those prisoners there tonight. Let's remember them the whole week, this whole Christmas season, because we all miss our loved ones around this year, this time of the year. All of our lost ones are gone on to be with their masters, but we have others that is lost and is in prison. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for their parents. We need to pray for that family, that childless child. That mother has lost that child. That father has been taken from that child and has been put away. But the wisdom of God is there for us, and he gives us love and strength, and he gives us the thoughts of rejoicing in him because he keeps us near the cross. And also, It's so beautiful to remember that God is God and He always will be God. Yes, He was born in a manger. Yes, there was no room in the inn. But He is the Savior. He came as a child and He grew up in this world. He knows the suffering that we're going through because He bore our sins for us. He went to the cross and He gave us life eternal. Isn't it wonderful? Have yourself a Merry Christmas. And just remember, God's favorite radio program is on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And also on Friday night, Victorious Living. It's a part of our program also. Be a great listener and share God's love this year. Let them know that you're on 7 p.m. on Sunday nights and Friday nights at 7 p.m. God is good, and He'll always will be God. Let's remember, there's always something in the day that we can rejoice about it. Just think, I could have been killed in that accident this evening coming here to work with our dear sister. But I can rejoice because I was not involved in it. There's accidents. There's everything that's going on in this world. Remember, God loves you. And He's there everlasting. Tell someone about us and have a Merry Christmas. Again, that number to call is 1-714-409-0578 and press 1. Thank you for listening. And may you be blessed this Christmas and the New Year's come. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Sister Peggy. Thank you so much. Praise God. I appreciate you so much. Praise God. Because she just lets God use her in so many ways. Praise God. She's very talented, too, in many ways. Praise God. See how God gives us talents. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight from the book of Isaiah, how the prophets foretold the coming of Jesus. See, the prophets, God had spoken to the prophets, and God had told them what was going to come to pass. So this happened, you know, Jesus always was and always will. He was always in the spirit, but He came down in the flesh to save us. But it was told to the prophets. And we're going to go to Isaiah 43 through 5. And it says, the voice of Him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God has already spoken it. It's already been spoken in full time what was going to happen. Praise God. Let's look at Isaiah 19 and 20. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors. And He shall send them a Savior and a great one, and He shall deliver them. It was told to the prophets that He was going to send them a Savior. Praise God. A great one. Praise God. All along, God had us on His mind. What a great God to love us so much that He would bring forth His Son
to die for us. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture in Isaiah as these prophets unveil to us our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Isaiah 7 and 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's Isaiah 7 and 14. All through the book of Isaiah, God is revealing himself to the prophets to warn the people of the one who we are celebrating tonight. Go to 2 Kings 13 and 5. And the Lord gave Israel a Savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrian. And the children of Israel dwelt in their tents as before time. Israel will give a Savior. That Savior we are celebrating, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Micah 5 and 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. He's been everlasting. He didn't just come today. We are celebrating him today. He still is not in a manger. On the third day he rose, and he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Praise God. Let's go all the way back as far as Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 18 and 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. God is telling us when we know him, we shall hearken unto our Savior. He told us he was going to raise him up, as a prophet to us, as a Savior to us, in the midst of us. And we are to hearken to him. We are to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every day that we get that chance to worship him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to worship him with our whole heart. You know God desires our heart, our mind, our soul, all of our being, everything within us. He requires it of us. Let's go back to Isaiah 9 and 6. And it reads, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. As I prayed for peace for you earlier, he is the Prince of Peace. His name is Wonderful. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. He is our counselor. Whatever we need going on in our lives, we can go to him, and he will counsel us with his word. Praise God. He is the word. He is the mighty God, the God of all, the God of our Father, God among all gods. Praise God. When you think about it, there is no other God like him. We celebrate. We celebrate. We celebrate who? Jesus is his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that leads us over to where there was no room in the end for him. Praise God. Once, 2,000 years ago, on a clear and starlit night, shepherds who kept their sheep in the hills saw a vision of unearthly light. The birth of a baby boy was foretold, who would save his people from sin. But when his parent came to Judean town, they found there no room at the inn. So Jesus was born in a stable that eve. A treasure was he of great worth. Yet he was born there among the animals, a majestic of majestics on earth. Praise God. His parents were humble sojourners. They were tired and hungry and poor. But there could no room, warm room, be found for them. Just a cold, strong stable floor. As we say, we know that Jesus was born sometime in the fall of the year. But what month? We really don't know. Does it matter to you? All that matters to you is that he's died for you to save you from your sins. Praise God. Jesus came to live among men, a lovely stranger from celestial parts. I pray we may all find room for him at this season, this night, at the end of our hearts. I pray in your heart that you will find room for him in your heart. He has come for you. He has died for you. He gave his life for you. You, you, and you. Praise God. Don't let him be a stranger to you at this Christmas time. Don't just think you know him, but really have a personal relationship with him. Praise God. We're going to look at some of the colors that we see around this time of the year. Gold. They brought gold to him as he laid in a manger. Money, they had treasures, and they bought gold to him. And we see much greenery. The greenery means flourish. Green means flourish. Everything in your life, I pray, will flourish during this time of the year. There are also the cloth. They wrap him in some whatever they had to wrap him in, and laid him in a manger. The day of his birth means to be born, Noel. Noel means day of birth, to be born. Praise God. The trumpet blew, an allusion, if we go to 1 Corinthians 15 through 52, when the trumpet blew, it was an allusion took place. In a moment of the twinkling of an eye, the last trump shall sound. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible, and we shall be changed. One of these days, we are looking for that trumpet to sound again, and he will come back to receive us unto himself. The dove is a symbol of peace because he is peace. Praise God. We love the dove because it's assimilation of Christ, of peace. White is purity. He is pure. The Lord that we serve is pure. There's no sin can be found in him. Praise God. And we shout with joy. He said they shall sow in tears, but they shall reap in joy. No matter what you go through, you will reap. The red for crimson. His blood cleanses. His blood washes. His blood will set us free from all sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, take these down and remember them. The cloth, the green. Believe God is going to pour out even more blessings on you. The red, the blood will wash you from everything. Keep the joy in your hearts. Praise God, the dove. He is Jesus. He is pure. Praise God. And also, Noel. We sing about him, yes, but we rejoice in his birth. We know it means to be born. Praise God. We also have the book, which is the Word of God, which brings glad tidings to us. It's just not a book. Lots of people take the book and they just lay it down. But no, the book has the truth that will set us free. The book is to be read, studied, digested, and given out to others. Praise God. The book has glad tidings to encourage each other that they may live an overcoming life, a life of flourishing, a life of overcoming. Praise God. So, all these words that I've given you tonight, praise God, hallelujah, is words to encourage you. I know maybe you didn't think about it like that, to look at the colors. We see all the colors and we say, oh, they're so beautiful. 1 Peter 1 and 18 says, for as so much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from our fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus as a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's what that red does. It redeems us. It sets us free without any blemish. Isn't it something how God would throw all our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them anymore? Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you serve him with all your heart, he will cause you to flourish. He will cause you to flourish like no other. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, we have dove, we have white, we have red, we have joy, we have green, we have the cloth, and what other word? I wanted to give you, and Noel, and the book. Praise God. Oh, the book, yes, yes, yes. The book will do everything that you need. It, from Genesis to Revelation, the book will take you from glory to glory to glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have that hope in him that he was come back. We have the joy in our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this little poem here. Herald angels, come and sing. Tell the world a Christ is King. Prince of heaven, Lord of earth, sing a song of Jesus' birth. Sturdy shepherds, leave your stop. Come and see the babe asleep, safe and warm in Mary's arms, aware of future harms. Learn, wise men, from afar. Hear the message, see the star. Find the babe so long foretold. Bring him incense, myrrh, and gold. Patient Joseph, watch with care. Mary and the baby there. Keep them safe throughout the night. Soon will come the morning light. Gentle Mary, love's begun. You have borne God's only son. Earth and heavens, hopes and joy, wrapped up in your baby boy. That's hope and joy. Praise God. That's hope and joy. Oh, what a blessing that Mary was chosen to bring forth the Christ. She was a virgin, and when her husband found out that she was pregnant, he wanted to get rid of her because he knew he hadn't made the baby. But God told him no. Wasn't that something? He listened to God. And that's what God wants us to do this season, to hear his voice, to listen to him, to be obedient to him. Praise God. The wise men, they was all in awe, but the angels came and brought the good news of Jesus. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. We celebrate him all the time. Not only at this time, which we are remembering, but we celebrate him. Your heart should be celebrating him as often as you get a chance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Open the door to Christmas. When sleigh bells tinkle in the lane, a warm and glad carols make their hearts round. Open your door to Christmas. Welcome is happy sounds. When Yule logs blaze upon the hearth and the kitchen scent the air with spice and holly hangs on your festive door, Christmas smells so nice. Outside your door is Christmas wreath and colored lights twinkle on every tree. People are smiling and pleasant. Christmas is lovely to see. Open your door to this Christmas, to its color, as I brought before you before, as its color, its goodness, and its tone. Take Christmas into your home and heart and make it your very own. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful poem. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's such a blessing at this time when there are so much singing, praise God, caroling, Christmas poem, Christmas cheer, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, even in the hearts of children, praise God, when you see them, when you see little children with their eyes lit, they need to know the real meaning of Christmas. Praise God. Well, let's talk about the bells. Every year at Christmas, I hear them once again, the merry sounds of sleigh bells over the hills and gleam. Bells jingle on the harnesses and chimes upon the hills. As though the countryside we sped, there was no greater thrill. We waved to all the neighbors as we journeyed into town and joined our voices with the bells while snow came dripping down. There are bells in great cathedrals with their spires and reach the sky and radiant stained glass windows that only gold can buy. There are bells in country churches where are nestled in the hills. There are many a weary traveler's heart with sweet contentment feels. from lovely handbell choirs, resounding musical ring. And as the children ring the bells, their happy voices sing. The bells are very special with the happiness they bring. But oh, to be a child tonight and hear the sleigh bells ring. You know, God has given us all the instruments to bring joy to his heart. We sing, we clap. He said he used the harp. David played on many instruments. And all this is to give glory and honor to God, the one we are talking about tonight. All of that is to bring honor and glory to God. The harp, the string instrument, we got all kind of instruments that we plays on in the church or out of the church. All of this, God was pleased because he created us. So as you sing this year, recognize that God created you to sing and to praise him. Give, and if you also hear the word praise a lot this at Christmas time, yes, we praise him for what he has done. All the joy, all the glory, all the glory, all of his goodness, all of his mercy belongs to him. Praise God. Well, I pray that you have enjoyed our Christmas message tonight. Praise God. And I pray that you be blessed the rest of this year. This is our last message for this year. We'll see you back the first of the year. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. The highest blessing that God gave Moses to give to the people. And God said, if you bless the people, I will bless them. So I bless you tonight. I bless you for the ending of this year. I pray that the coming year will be even more powerful, more blessed than ever before. May you be blessed in your going in. May you be blessed in your children, with your children. May you be blessed in your meal barrier, your finances. May your finances be blessed in whatever way that you need God to bless you. Give it to him right now. And I believe that God will bless you. Yes, he will, because he promised that. God said he will bless his children. And we are, yes, we are to bless one another. And if we bless one another and not be selfish, oh, we can see God's hand moving. I believe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Many blessings. And I hope to be right back here with you within a week. Okay. Good night.